Hey, you're tuned into the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm Ron.
And I'm Sandy. And we're really excited about what we're going to dig into today for you.
Yeah, we're talking LinkedIn, specifically how you as a lawyer can really leverage it to, well, grow your practice.
Exactly. I mean, most lawyers are on LinkedIn, right?
Yeah.
We saw that ABA tech survey stat.
Oh, yeah, the 2024 Legal Technology Survey Report. It said something huge, like 89% of law firms use LinkedIn for professional networking.
89%. But, and this is the big but, are you really using it strategically or just existing there?
That's the question. Are you getting the most out of it? Because just having a profile isn't really the strategy.
Not at all. It's so much more than that. It's about, you know, understanding how LinkedIn works, how to build a network that actually means something, and yeah, how to drive referrals.
So we want to unpack some real actionable stuff today. Things you can actually do that go way beyond just filling out the basics on your profile page.
Definitely. So let's dive in.
Okay, so where's the best place to start? I guess it has to be the profile itself, right? It's that first impression.
Absolutely. Your profile is like your digital storefront, or maybe better, your online handshake. It's foundational.
Foundational.
Okay.
So what are the key bits?
Well, first up, your headshot. Might seem basic, but seriously, a professional photo. Clear, well-lit, appropriate attire. It just builds that immediate credibility. It makes you look approachable, trustworthy.
Yeah. No vacation photos or blurry webcam shots. Got it. And then right below that, the headline.
Yes. And this is prime real estate. It's not just attorney at law firm X.
Yeah.
You need to tell people who you help and how. Communicate your value right there.
Ah, so it helps you stand out immediately. Instead of just a title, make it descriptive.
Exactly. Like maybe helping families navigate complex divorce proceedings in your city, or strategic counsel for tech startups. Something that tells a story.
Okay, I like that. What about the about section? That always feels a bit daunting.
It can be, but think of it as your professional summary. Your background, your specific focus areas, who you serve. It's where you establish your expertise and really connect with your target audience, whether that's potential clients or referral partners.
Makes sense. And I've seen a featured section on some profiles. Is that important?
Oh, definitely. That's gold. You can link to your firm's website, maybe an article you wrote or were quoted in, maybe even a carefully described case success.
Wow.
Obviously being mindful of confidentiality.
Right. It's like adding evidence. Proof of what you do.
Precisely. And don't skimp on the experience and skills sections. Fill them out completely. Think keywords here, too. What terms would someone search for to find a lawyer with your skills? Include legal and maybe relevant business skills.
Okay, keywords are key for searchability.
Mm-hmm.
And what about recommendations? I see those a lot.
Hugely powerful. Encourage colleagues, maybe even satisfied clients where appropriate, to write recommendations for you. That's social proof. It's incredibly persuasive. It builds trust almost instantly.
So a fully fleshed out, optimized profile isn't just vanity. It actually helps you get found and makes that strong first impression.
Exactly. It increases your visibility in searches, builds that initial trust, and really sets the stage for everything else we're going to talk about.
Okay, so profile, nailed it. What's next? You mentioned engagement.
Right. This is where we shift from just having a presence to actively participating. And honestly, this is where I think a lot of lawyers, well, they could do more.
How so? You mean just posting firm updates?
Yeah, or just resharing news without adding anything. Treating LinkedIn like a, like you said, a billboard.
Yeah.
Just broadcasting.
That doesn't really start conversations, does it?
Not really. The real power, the real juice of LinkedIn comes from consistent, thoughtful engagement. Actually commenting on posts.
Commenting where?
On whose posts?
Think about your network, your peers, potential referral sources, maybe local business leaders you respect,
yeah.
Relevant legal organizations. When they post something interesting, don't just hit like.
You mean add actual thoughts? Yes, add value. If someone shares an article on, say, a new mediation technique, you could comment something like, "This is a really interesting approach. In my family law cases, I've found that early emphasis on specific point can also be really effective."
See? Ah, okay. Oh. So you're adding your own perspective, your expertise. It shows you're engaged and knowledgeable.
Exactly. It positions you as a thoughtful professional. And remember that forward push blog post on social media tips? That engagement piece was central.
Right. I remember something about that. Because your comments are seen by their network too, right?
Precisely. Your comment with your name and headline pops up in other people's feeds. It increases your visibility way beyond your own connections. You start building a reputation as someone who contributes meaningfully.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now, there's another idea in the outline that seemed interesting. spotlighting other people. How's that help me?
It sounds a bit counterintuitive, I know, but highlighting others is actually a really smart, savvy way to grow your own network and credibility fast.
How does that work?
Well, think about it. When you publicly praise someone else's work or insight, say, I recommend following name, their perspective on topic is always spot on. What does that communicate?
That I'm paying attention, that I'm not just focused on myself.
Exactly. It shows you're connected, you recognize value in others, and you're generous. Plus, the person you spotlight, they're very likely going to see it, appreciate it, probably comment or thank you.
And maybe share it with their network.
Bingo. So now you're getting exposed to their audience. It's a fantastic way to build goodwill and visibility simultaneously. It's a win-win.
Okay, I can see that. It's like building alliances almost. Can you take that further?
Absolutely. You could even do, say, short interviews or Q&As with colleagues or other industry leaders, share their insights in a post, tag them. It positions you as a connector, someone who brings valuable ideas to the forefront. People trust connectors.
It really keeps coming back to interaction, doesn't it? Not just posting at people.
That's the core of it. LinkedIn thrives on exchange. So another great tactic is to actively ask for input. Don't always be the expert with all the answers.
You mean ask questions?
Yeah. Ask your network for their opinions or experiences. Maybe about a legal process, a workflow challenge, a trend you're seeing.
Can you give some examples? What would a lawyer actually ask?
Sure. You could share a quick insight about, I don't know, client intake and ask how others handle it. Or pose a question about adapting to a new piece of legislation. Or comment on recent legal news and ask for different takes. Even a client-safe success story summary, no confidential details. Followed by, have others found similar approaches effective?
Right. Keep it general but relevant. I see an example here. In your experience, what's the most effective way to manage follow-ups with warm leads who aren't quite ready to commit? That feels very real.
Totally relatable for many lawyers, right? It invites practical advice, starts a real dialogue, and builds those connections because you're showing vulnerability and seeking collective wisdom.
Okay, so engage, spotlight others, ask questions. Now, what about who we connect with? We've talked a lot about other lawyers. Should we look beyond that?
Oh, absolutely. Networking only with other lawyers can be limiting. Think about cross-industry connections. Where do your clients come from? Who else serves them?
Good point. Like an estate planning lawyer connecting with financial advisors.
Perfect example. Or a business lawyer connecting with CPAs, maybe startup founders, business consultants. These are people who encounter individuals or companies needing your specific services.
So they become potential referral sources, or maybe even clients themselves.
Both are possible. Plus, engaging outside the legal, echo chamber keeps you informed. You understand broader business trends, which makes you a better advisor. We've seen at Forward Push how that kind of targeted content marketing helps law firms build those valuable cross-industry bridges.
Okay, this is all great for building visibility and connections online, but how do you translate that into, actual relationships, ones that might lead to referrals or business?
That's the crucial bridge to cross. Visibility is step one. Genuine relationship building is step two. Remember that example of the junior associate?
Yeah, who connected with estate planners.
Right. She didn't just connect randomly. She engaged thoughtfully with their posts. Then she spotlighted one of them, and that interaction led directly to a referral. It wasn't magic. It was intentional relationship building.
So how do we do that intentionally? What are the steps?
It often comes down to personalized outreach. Notice who's regularly engaging with your posts. Who leaves thoughtful comments or shares things you find useful? Don't just let that pass.
Reach out directly.
Yes, send a personalized message, not a generic let's connect. Something like, hi name, I've really enjoyed your comments on my posts about topic. Your perspective on specific point was interesting. I'd be keen to connect properly and learn more about your work.
That feels much more genuine, specific, and shows you've actually paid attention.
Exactly. It acknowledges their contribution and expresses real interest. Those kinds of personal touches are what turn a passive online connection into a potentially valuable professional relationship. That's where referrals and collaborations often start.
Okay, but fitting all this in, it sounds like it could become overwhelming. Lawyers are busy. How do you make LinkedIn a sustainable habit?
That's a super valid concern. The key is consistency over intensity. Little and often beats big, sporadic efforts every time.
So not blocking out hours at a time?
Probably not realistic for most. Think smaller chunks, maybe 10 minutes in the morning while you have coffee. Scan your feed, leave a couple of thoughtful comments.
Okay, 10 minutes daily. That feels manageable. What about posting?
Aim for maybe one or two original posts a week. Doesn't have to be a novel. An observation, a question, highlighting someone. And maybe set a tiny goal, like reaching out with a personalized message to one new or existing connection each week.
Small, consistent steps, like building blocks.
Exactly. Showing up regularly is more important than crafting the perfect post every single time. Just be present, be helpful, be consistent.
Now, we absolutely have to touch on ethics. Using a public platform like LinkedIn.
Right.
Lawyers need to be careful, right?
Critically important, yes. Always, always be mindful of your professional responsibilities. Advertising rules, client confidentiality, these are non-negotiable.
So no discussing specific client cases, even vaguely?
Definitely not. Avoid anything that could breach confidentiality. And absolutely no giving specific legal advice in posts or comments. You're sharing insights, starting conversations, not creating attorney-client relationships online.
And check local bar rules.
Always. Before you actively use LinkedIn for outreach or soliciting referrals, know exactly what your local jurisdiction's ethical guidelines say about online communications. Better safe than sorry. Ethics first.
Sound advice. Okay, we've covered a ton. What about some quick-fire common questions lawyers might still have?
Sure, let's do it.
How often should I really use LinkedIn?
Aim for daily engagement, even just 10, 15 minutes. And try to publish something original, maybe 1-2 times a week. Consistency is key.
Should I connect with people I don't actually know?
Yes, if they're relevant. Target industry, practice area, mutual connections, but always personalize the connection request. Explain why you want to connect.
What should I actually post? I feel stuck sometimes.
Observations from your practice, questions for your network, insights on legal news, spotlighting others. Focus on being helpful, authentic, and sparking conversation. Not just selling.
Does just commenting really help my visibility?
Absolutely. It increases your reach massively, shows you're active, insightful, gets your name and profile in front of new eyeballs.
And is LinkedIn useful for younger lawyers, maybe just starting out?
Incredibly valuable. Great for building reputation, finding mentors, getting noticed by peers and potential employers or referrers. A powerful tool right from the start.
Okay, fantastic. So let's try and boil this all down. If a lawyer listening wants to seriously use LinkedIn for growth, what are the main takeaways?
All right, the core recipe. One, optimize that profile, make it sharp, clear, and complete. Two, engage more than you promote, comment thoughtfully, participate in conversations. Three, spotlight others, build credibility by highlighting value elsewhere. Four, ask questions, invite dialogue, don't just broadcast. Five, network broadly, look beyond just lawyers to related professionals. Six, build real relationships, move beyond connections to actual conversations. And seven, be consistent, small, regular efforts add up massively over time.
It sounds like when you use it intentionally, strategically, it really can be a game changer for practice growth.
Without a doubt, it's about purposeful connection.
Okay, so here's a thought for you listening. What's one small change, just one thing you could do today on your LinkedIn profile or your engagement strategy based on what we've discussed? And maybe who's one new person you could aim to connect with this week?
Great questions to ponder.
Give us some thought. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on the Legal Marketing Playbook.